Hello, and thank you for tuning in to The Process with Sade Marie. Today, we are going to be talking about love on this episode. We are going to be pulling from 1 Corinthians 1 through, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 through 7. So, as always, you know, I like to start with prayer and then we'll just jump right in. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity, Father God, to record, to do your work, Father God, to do your ministry, Father God. God, I ask that you bring forth this episode, Father God, with your spirit. God, cover it. Bring forth it with accuracy, with precision, Father God. Lord Jesus, with your knowledge, with your wisdom. Fill up this place, fill up this podcast, Father God. Let it reach those that it needs to be reached, Father God, and let it be life-changing for those that hear. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we seal this prayer. Amen. So in 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 7, it reads, "If I speak human or angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I give away all of my possessions, and if I give over my body in order to boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy, is not boastful, is not arrogant, is not rude, is not self-seeking, is not irritable, and does not keep a record of wrongs. Love finds no joy in unrighteousness, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never ends." So here we're talking about love, and as we break it down, we will be able to see the different aspects of how when we do certain things, if our heart, our motives are not coming from a godly place, a loving place, it means absolutely nothing in the eyes of the Lord. And to be honest, in the physical manifestation of other people. It's the saying that says, people don't care how much you know till they know how much you care. As a therapist, I honestly have seen that when working with people. I remember, well, I do a lot of training and helping people that I supervise. And sometimes people come out of school, they have the knowledge, they have the skills, they have the academic backing, but they don't know how to connect with people, right? So you can have all of these things and really be very knowledgeable what you do, but nobody really wants to receive from you because your heart posture isn't right. The love that you have is non-existent. It's not there. So then people sometimes will wonder why they have all of this education, academics and things like that back it, but nobody wants to deal with them. And it's because they don't have the heart, the genuineness, and the love to be able to do the things that they need to do. So leading with love, genuine love, not love to manipulate, not love to get your way, but leading with love as a light usually is a drawer that draws people in, and it just opens you up to a lot more favor that you don't even have to be looking for. So in the scripture, it says, "If I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing." So right here, it's talking about different things with ministry. You ever see people that have gifts and anointings on their life from God,
You may see them in the church. You may see them on social media. You may see them doing a lot of different things. It's like, oh my gosh, that person is gifted. They're anointed. They do things, but they nasty. The attitude is nasty. They got a nasty attitude. They don't care about other people. They selfish. And it's like, ugh. It's just like, ugh. Like, ucky, right? God is saying that they have nothing. So it doesn't even matter if you do have a prophetic gift. God is not impressed by gifts. He is the gift giver. So he is not going to be impressed by the gift that he has given. And some people like to show off the gifts that they have from God. And we all have gifts from God in different ways. It's just a matter of us doing what we need to do and tapping into it. But there are some people that have studied their gift, has been trained in their gift, and they're pretty good at that gift. But instead of using that gift for God's glory, they use it to bring glory to their self. That is one of the quickest ways to get in trouble with God, is to steal his glory. God gets the glory for any and everything. There is a such thing as knowledge being divinely imparted. There are some times where you can read books, get education, and you have studied to gain a certain access or amount of information. And then there are things that can be imparted to you. It was one time in the Bible, then Jesus said, the only way you knew that is through the Father. Like, the Father himself had to give you that. So that is like an example of something being divinely imparted in you. So it means that you didn't have access to this information. Nobody told you this. You didn't read anything. It literally came to you from the throne of heaven. And a lot of information that I have had throughout my life has come to me like that. And I didn't understand what it was. I remember when I would meet people and they were like, oh my gosh, that's scripture. That's Bible. And I didn't really read the Bible. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? They were like, no, that's in the Bible. And they would show me in the Bible, but I didn't read the Bible. Or I just wasn't privy to that information, but I was privy to that information because God would give access to that information, if that makes any sense. So when we are going on our journey to figure out what it is, what God wants us to do, we have to be mindful of what we are in it for. There are some people that are in certain things because, like I said, they want glory. They want fame. They want people to idolize them. They want money. Their heart posture is not in the right place. And God sees that. There are some people that are called to be wealthy, to be famous, to be certain things that God wants them to be. But God will hinder it, stop it, suppress it, because their heart posture is not right. But the truth is, God is really saving them. I remember when I was going through something, and I thought I was good. I'm like, I'm straight. And the Lord was just like, yeah, no, not yet. And I'm just like, what you mean not yet? Like, I love people. I'm like, I'm good. I'm this and this. And I wasn't trying to be like cocky or arrogant or anything. I just was like, I feel like I've gone through a lot of different things. I understand. I get this or whatever. And then next thing I know, a shaking comes, and the Lord, like, literally dipping me in water, dipping me in fire, pull me out. And I'm just like, am I ready yet? And he like, not yet. Dip me back in. And he's like, I am not going to release you until I see you, me and you. And I'm just like, what in the world? Like, what is it going to take? And I remember that was a really serious test, because I had gone through like some deep betrayals and things like that too. But I hadn't been betrayed even the worst that I probably could have been yet. Or maybe I should rephrase that. It wasn't that one betrayal was worse than the other, because betrayal hurts either way. But it was another test that was coming that God wanted to see how I was going to handle it. Matter of fact, it was as soon as I got to Minnesota. And I remember that things were going on, and I'm like, no, I'm not going through this again. This is crazy. It doesn't even make sense. And I felt the Lord letting me know that there were certain things he wanted me to do, how he wanted me to respond in this situation, so that he could see if I had gotten everything that I had been through over the years now at this time. And let me tell you something. The saints had to pray for me. I had my sisters having to pray for me. I had people praying for me, because I'm human, right? And I could be a little firecracker, whatever the case is. But I had had it up to here. I was just done. I was so tired. And I'm like, no, I'm not fitting to take this. And I kept feeling the Lord unction me, like, I need you to get this. I need you to get this. I need you to get this. So I would literally have to go pray in my prayer closet at my altar that God would help me to be able to pass this test. Now, remind you, I'm not understanding that I'm in the midst of a test, though. I'm thinking, like, I can sense something is going on, but I'm like, what? Why am I being tested to this degree? So as soon as everything was happening and the Lord was just like, I just need you to stand. And that's what I did. I did not lean to my own understanding. I did not go off and do the things that I wanted to do. Cause I had my own thoughts in mind. But I strayed away from doing that. And I did what the Lord told me to do. And I remember I had a dream that night. And it wasn't a dream as if it was one of my vision dreams that the Lord gave me. And I had a dream that I actually had passed the test. And that next day I went to church and there was a woman there that I didn't know, in the back of like me on the side or whatever. She saw me worshiping and she touched me and was like, I couldn't help but notice that you were praying. The Lord wanted me to tell you that you passed the test. He loves you and that he's proud of you. I just weeped. Because I'm like, you don't know the hell I have been through with this. And I had to respond in love. It was the absolute hardest thing I have to do. Now, remind you, I'm feeling like I'm a loving person. But God is like, are you still able to love in the midst of someone doing something like this to you when I say to stand in love? Don't fight back. Don't take vengeance into your own hand. Don't try to get even. I see what's going on. I know that they're wrong. I know it's not you this time. Not in a prideful way. Like, I will go to the Lord a million times, repent, and talk to him about issues that I got and ask him to show me me. If it's me, let me see me so that I can get me straight, because I don't want to stay in this longer than what I have to be. I understand how the Lord operates with certain things and I get it. So I'm like, God, I don't want to have to go through this. So I did those things and the Lord let me see that my response was correct and it was fine. So then I'm like, well, why is happening then? And he's just like, I need you to just get through the test. So I had to literally bite the bullet and really respond in love every single time. In text messages, in the face of people, and in the face of lies and everything like that, the Lord kept unctioning me and governing me to say that you got to respond to love. And I did it. And then that was how I passed the test of love. So I say that to say, a lot of times when we are in ministry or we are doing what the Lord has told us to do, sometimes it's so easy for us to just say, no, I just want to wild out, lash out, or say something to this person because they're wrong. And they really absolutely positively could be wrong. But the Lord is like, I have positioned you in a different position and I need to see where your heart is. Do you have a heart for the people? Because some people can be crazy, okay? Like that. People could be a trip. But he was like, I need to see your heart posture and I need to see that it is full of love. Now, let's be clear. I am a person that I have love in my heart. I follow what the Lord tells me to do. There are also times where the Lord will call you to war. I am also wise. If I go to the Lord, I'm like, how are you responding? How do we respond to this? Is this warfare? Is something opposing me that should not be there? What we doing here? Or is this something that you are teaching me and that I have to do? And the Lord will let you know. And sometimes we don't always get the response that we want. In the situation that I was in, I wanted the Lord to say, yeah, go to war. That's what I'm just like, all right, because it's nothing for me to put on my combat boots and go into the spiritual realm and get it cracking. But that wasn't the response that he said he needed for me or he wanted from me at that time. He said it, I need you to respond in love. And I'm just like, this is hard. Then he started showing me things about the person and their brokenness and the things that were going on with them or whatever. And God will show you things that he could trust you with. And it helped me, but it didn't really make me feel no better about it. But I will bow to the word of the Lord and do what it is that he tells me to do. Because for one, you don't want to keep going through the same cycles over and over. And for two, it is safety and obedience with the Lord. So when I say responding in love sometimes can be really hard, that is a command that we should do, but it is also hard. So sometimes you have to fight your way through to love people. When you are loving on people, it is really, really hard. Because sometimes you love on people that are evil, that are mean, that have been through their own traumas, that are want to hurt you. They've been abused, so they have become abusers. Like, it is really hard to love on people that have been through stuff. But then you think about times when you have been unlovable, or you have acted in unlovable ways, and then someone chose to love on you. So sometimes those things bring it back full circle for me to help me to be able to get over anything that I may be feeling when I feel like I don't want to respond to something in love. And let's be clear, even when it comes to correction, rebuke, reproach, and things like that, you can still say what you need to say, but it still can be in love. So sometimes a word can seem hard or harsh, but it still can be in love. So that is something to keep in mind. So the moral of this is, if God has called you to do something, whether it be ministry, whether it be a calling, whether it be to say something to someone, whether it be for knowledge, whether it be for prophecy, the spirit of love should always be there. I was in Bible study last night, and one of the things that I brought up was how I was, the hand of the Lord has always been on my life when I look back. But I did not always know the Lord. I wasn't like one of those people that were raised in church and all of this other stuff like that. Most people that meet me be like, oh my gosh, they think I'm raised in church. Even when I like do therapy or I meet people, I counsel like first ladies and pastors and stuff like that. They think that, but that's not the case. And the Lord did that on purpose. He didn't want me to be raised in the church. And that's for several reasons. And I'll probably talk about that at a different time. But not being raised in a church and then being connected to churches later, I started to see a lot of reasons why people leave the church. A lot of people leave church. Let's be clear, God loves his church. Church does not just mean building. People are the church. So a lot of times people, when I'm talking about church, I'm talking about people sometimes that can be very religious. And religious spirits are usually what drive people outside of the church, and they don't want anything to do with God. And that's what I started seeing. I was like, oh my gosh, now I see why. So when I was going through the betrayal that I was just talking to y'all about, it was by church folk, okay? People that was raised in the church and all this other stuff like that. That's my first church hurts were from people from the church. Remind you, I didn't grow up in the church, right? And I was pissed. You hear me? I'm pissed. Okay, like what in the world going on? And I'm just like, this is why people don't want to fool with people and things like that. And the Lord was just speaking to me. He like, exactly, this is how so many people go astray, because there are people that come in here that have a form of godliness but deny the power thereof. They don't have love in their heart. They have religious spirits. They are judgmental. They are abusive. They are nasty. There is nothing in them that demonstrates the love of God. So when I saw that, I'm like, oh, I get it. So in essence, the Lord was protecting me, still with me, but he protected me from a lot. Then when he needed me to go into a different system to see certain things, he allowed me to be able to look at it from a different perspective. So now I got a little thicker skin, but not to the point where it takes away the love that I have, if that makes any sense. So let's go on to continue about love and what God is talking about. He said, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy. It is not boastful, it is not arrogant, rude, self-seeking, irritable, all of these things. How many times you go around people that consider themselves Christians and they act just like this? They're not patient, they envious, they boastful, they arrogant, they rude, they self-seeking, they always irritated,
They keep a record of every wrongdoing that has been done. They got unforgiveness in their heart. They praise people that are unrighteous. They don't want the truth. They, like, all of the, everything that God describes love is, they are the opposite. When you see something like that, for one, you always pray for people because God can turn a person's heart at any time. However, when you see those type of things, you can almost tell, like, God is not in that. God said, test every spirit. I don't care who you are. You can come to me. You can say you this. I'm testing that spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. I'm going to God about it. I need to know what's going on with this person. I need to know what's happening here. What's going on with them? Are they for you or are they not for you? If they come with a title, that's totally fine. But the title doesn't mean anything because there are a lot of people that come with titles and say they are this and are that and are not any of those things. They don't show anything like what God shows. So when you see a person coming to do certain things and you don't see certain levels of love in them, remember this scripture. And this is not for people that want to hear what they want to hear. There are some people that are looking to hear things, and if it's not what they want to hear, then they'll say, oh, that's not love. That's not true. Some people, God chastises those that he loves. Correction is protection. So even if a person correct, when a person correct me or help me and I can receive from them, I look at that as love. There are times that I am able to correct people because people see the love that I have. And they'll be like, you know, you're the only person that can say that. It was this woman. She was 70 something years old. And people had an issue with her and how she talked. But the Lord told me that he was going to allow me to walk with her. One day I sat her down in my office. We were talking. We had worked at a place at the time. And I said, it's the way you talk to people. And I knew her heart was genuine. I knew that the Lord was on her. I could tell. But it was the way that she came off that was an issue. And she said, I've been in ministry and I have been with God for years and years and years. And she was like, I have not ever been able to receive what you have just said to me from other people. But when you said it to me, I received it. But I did not do anything different. I just did it with love. So if you are having challenges with certain things, if you feel like there are certain areas of your life that you don't quite understand, if you feel like there are certain things that's going on in your life that you have put a guard up and you won't allow people to speak into it, I would say first, go to God. And then secondly, I would say just examine the spirit behind people that might want to come and support you, speak wisdom into you, pray for you. And if you see the spirit of love inside of them, once you test the spirit, I would then allow myself to be open to things that they have to say, even if it's not something that we want to hear. So I pray that this episode helps. And I pray that whatever it is that you may be going through in your life, whether it be with love, whether it be with ministry, whether it be with church, whether it be with God, that you would just give God another chance and return to your first love. Thank you for listening to The Process with Shawty Marie. And may your heart be healed.